With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump was touting the benefits of his so-called Big Beautiful Bill at a White House July 4th picnic today. Among them, a break for American car buyers.
You buy a car, you borrow money, you're allowed to deduct for income tax purposes your payment of interest. You're allowed to deduct it. It's never happened before, so run out and buy a car. But I have to tell you, it's only good, Mike, if it's made in America. If it's made in another country, you don't get it.
The legislation extends Mr. Trump's 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and slashes Medicaid and food stamps by $1.2 trillion. It also provides for a massive increase in both defense spending and in immigration enforcement. At least 13 people are dead and more than 20 unaccounted for in Texas after a deluge of heavy rain fell in just a few hours overnight. Kerr County endured severe flash flooding of the Guadalupe River after as much as 10 inches poured down. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick had a message for worried parents.
But the parents who got calls from Camp Mystic, where they said your daughter is not accountable at this point or not accounted for at this point, I want all of you to know we will do everything humanly possible 24/7, looking at every tree, turning over every rock, whatever it takes, if your child is one of those truly missing and not just out of touch, to find your daughter.
Hamas says it has given a positive response to the latest proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza, but says further talks are needed on implementation. This is SRN News. A new poll charts attitudes about transgenderism amongst America's religious people.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 91% of white evangelicals say a man cannot turn into a woman and a woman cannot turn into a man. 79% of Hispanic Protestants agree, as do 71% of black Protestants, 68% of white mainline Protestants, and 69% of white Catholics. However, a majority of Jewish Americans and the religiously unaffiliated believe a person can change their gender. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong's government is proposing a registration system that would recognize same-sex partnerships formed overseas, granting such couples more rights in the city. In a document submitted to the legislature, the government says the system would allow registration for gay couples who have married, formed civil partnerships, or civil unions overseas. This is SRN News. President Trump is hoping to celebrate America's 250th birthday with a UFC fight at the White House, correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Trump announced the plan Thursday in Iowa during the kickoff event for a year of festivities leading up to the milestone birthday on July 4, 2026. The White House UFC fight would be one of many events held across the country. Trump is a UFC enthusiast who has attended several matches in recent months. The Republican president also announced an athletic competition for high school students and a tour of fairgrounds across the country.
And we're going to do that as part of 250 also. We're going to have some incredible events, some professional events, some amateur events.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Joey Jaws Chestnut has reclaimed his title at the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.